I'm Kate Remington, and today I'm talking with pianist Henry Kramer. He's one of the musicians from Ravinia performing on Sunday afternoon as part of the Treetops Chamber Music Series at Treetops Studio in Stamford. Henry, welcome. It's really wonderful to have a chance to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.
You are one of the young musicians who's participated in the Stearns Institute in Ravinia, and I'm really curious about what makes this program so special.
Well, going to the Stearns Institute was one of the best experiences musically of my life. It's a 5-week intensive chamber music study course on the Ravinia Festival campus in Chicago. And every week there are new international faculty members. So each week you have a different person you're studying with. And the only consistent faculty member is Miriam Fried and Paul Biss, who are the couple who basically are the mother and father of the festival. And there's about 30 musicians in viola, violin, cello, and piano. And what's so amazing about it is that when we got there, the staff basically just told us, you know, you're here to focus on music, and we want you to only focus on music, and whatever you need, we'll take care of. But your priority is to rehearse and to study and just to have the luxury of, you know, the whole day to devote only to your music and studying the score and learning from incredible teachers. It's a special thing, and you don't have that opportunity a lot as a musician, because you're so busy managing everything, and you know, there's a million things you have to do. But when you go there, you can really just find a sanctuary of music. And I also the people I met there, the other musicians, were just such wonderful people and such incredible players. So it's a really inspiring place, and I always have great memories from being there.
That sounds amazing. And do you decide before you go which particular pieces you want to focus on, or does it depend on what's going to be performed as part of the 5-week session?
Well, once you get your acceptance packet, they ask for you to write down some repertoire you're interested in working on, which isn't a guarantee that that's what you'll get, but in my experience, I got at least one of the pieces that I wanted to play, and then my assignments were also, you know, great pieces. So it wasn't really a problem either way. If I didn't get, you know, one piece, the assignment was equally wonderful. So, but I did get to definitely do the pieces that I really wanted to do. So they work hard to make sure that, you know, people get to play at least one piece that they're really interested in.
Well, you'll be performing two of the pieces on the program Sunday afternoon, the Haydn Piano Trio number 30 and David Ludwig's Aria Fantasy for Piano Quartet, that was written as part of the 25th anniversary celebration for the Stearns Institute. And I'm so curious about this Ludwig piece. I've listened to a little bit of it, and he says it's based on the aria from Bach's Goldberg Variations. Must be an amazingly just fascinating piece to perform.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun playing it. We've already performed it now, I think, 3 times, because we've had 3 concerts already. And every time it just is becoming more and more kind of crystallized what the piece is about. But basically, it's like, you know, a distilled kind of variations of the aria from Bach's Goldberg Variations. And it starts, and you wouldn't know that it was Bach from the beginning, but then it goes through all of these kind of permutations and different, completely different emotional landscapes, and even quotes the 15th variation from the Goldbergs. And then at the end, it kind of appears out of this very nebulous sound world, and you realize that what you've been listening to the whole time is based off of the aria. But it's really a fun piece to play. I get to pluck the strings inside the piano, and there's glissandi where I strum my hand across the whole inside of the piano, and there's like aleatoric music, which is quasi improvised or our random music, and yeah, it's really cool. We really enjoy playing it.
I bet the score is really interesting just to read with the choreography for, you know, standing up and reaching into the piano and then the other little interludes. It sounds like it's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. And there's also some interesting techniques used in especially the violin part. And the cellist and viola, there's one point in the piece where they're actually slapping their fingerboards against this really asymmetrical ostinato in the piano part. So it's got really cool textures and rhythms, and everybody that we've played it for so far has really loved it. So I think it's a great piece.
Well, and what's interesting about it too is that those things aren't done just as gimmicks. I mean, they're really there because David Ludwig wanted to, I think, expand the idea of this aria from the Variations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of the techniques that are there add something musically to the piece. It's not just like, slapstick humor or something, but it's actually, yeah, it's just the sound effects of it really make the whole musical landscape come alive.
And the other work that you're going to be performing on the program is Haydn's Piano Trio number 30. And I just love these trios. They're just fascinating. David Finkel, who's the cellist, or was the cellist with the Emerson String Quartet, described Haydn's string quartets, and there are dozens of those too, as like little snowflakes, and they each have kind of the same structure, but they're all different. And I think the piano trios are kind of like that too.
Yeah, it was suggested for the tour, and when I was reading it, my first reaction was just, you know, how do I not know this piece? It's full of so many surprises, so many beautiful harmonic turns, and it feels like when you play it, you're just making it up on the spot, and like it's got so much humor and light, and there's beautiful melodies in the first movement, and it's a really incredible piece actually, and it's one of his later trios, so I think he was out of the Esterházy house, so maybe that gave him more freedom to explore a little bit more what he wanted to do with the genre rather than just writing for, you know, social functions. So in a way, it's kind of a connoisseur's piece because there are so many subtle things going on, but also I think anybody can appreciate the surprises in it and the wit and just the last movement is this rollicking kind of dance like in 3/4 time, and it goes all over the place and finishes with this really virtuosic passage in all of the instruments. So it's really a fun piece to play, and working with Miriam on it, because she's playing violin, was just so great because she illuminated so much of the work for us. So, and it's just been really great to learn from her and playing with her.
I'll bet. You know, there are so many pieces that you play where you just don't get a sense of the person who wrote the music. And yet with Haydn's music, he's always right there with his really playful sense of humor and his brilliance for melody. And I think you can really hear that in this piano trio, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've played many of the piano sonatas, and I always love working with his music because it's just like really unassuming at first, and then the more you go into it, the more you find in there that you can really bring out in a performance, and for, you know, humor and the beauty of it. And I think Haydn would have been a really great person to be around. Definitely incredibly witty and gentlemanly, and, you know, a really good spirit.
I think so, too. I really get a sense of that. Henry, thank you so much for spending some time with us to talk a little bit about the musicians from Ravinia and the works on the program for this Sunday at Treetops. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.